The BBC's Board of Governors have said they're sticking by their decision to drop tomorrow's screening of the television documentary about extremism in Northern Ireland. After a lengthy meeting this afternoon, the governors said they believed the reasons for the film's withdrawal had been misinterpreted and misunderstood. They were concerned about the programme's lack of balance and its soft treatment of the extremist case. Guidelines for BBC staff handling matters affecting Northern Ireland had not been observed. The board initially decided not to show the film after the Home Secretary, Mr. Leon Britton, had said it would be against the national interest. The governors said today they objected strongly to parts of Mr. Britton's letter. And tomorrow, their chairman, Mr. Stuart Young, together with his vice-chairman, the director-general, and the assistant director-general, will have talks with the Home Secretary on what the governors describe as their commitment to the full independence of the BBC. In an interview this evening, which can be heard in full later in the programme, Mr. Young was asked whether the governors, by their action in banning the film, had given ammunition to those countries who accused the BBC of being run by the government.
Oh, I don't believe we've given them that ammunition. I think other parties have given them that ammunition. I think the media at large in this country has given them that ammunition by totally misunderstanding the reasons why the governors decided the programme should not be shown and missing the central issue that we are protecting the independence of this corporation, that we will not bow down to censorship, that we will not be directed by government or any other group of people. It's the media who have misunderstood our actions.
Mr. Young said he regretted the decision by BBC journalists to stage a 24-hour strike from midnight in protest against the original decision to withdraw the documentary. Those involved, he said, would be imposing the censorship they said they were striving against. Widespread disruption now seems likely of both BBC and commercial television and radio. A report by Diana Goodman.
The strike will mean a virtual blackout of news and current affairs programmes on both the BBC and much of ITV and commercial radio. On Radio 4, the Today programme will be off the air, as will The World at 1 PM and The World Tonight. There'll be no news bulletins on any of the national networks, and most local radio services will also be disrupted. The 125 million listeners worldwide to the BBC's external services will hear only music for 24 hours, occasionally interrupted by an announcement explaining what's happened. Thousands of broadcasting staff, both within and outside the BBC, have voted to join the strike, and the statement from the Board of Governors has done nothing to dissuade them. Those taking part will not just be journalists. Hundreds of members of the Broadcasting and Entertainment Trades Alliance, whose members do a wide variety of jobs, have also voted to walk out, and other staff may refuse to cross picket lines or to assist management should they decide to try to put out programmes. With the strike looming, union officials at ITN were called to the conciliation service ACAS for talks, but a union spokesman said journalists there would join the protest because, like their BBC colleagues, they believed it was a matter of conscience.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 7th of August, 1985. As I expect you know, we aren't able to bring you a news bulletin at this time. As a result of the day of protest, the BBC governor's decision not to broadcast the Real Lives film. In its place, some piano music. The late Dino De Patti plays some Chopin waltzes. And he's going to begin with the Waltz No. 3 in A minor.
As you're probably aware, because of the day of protest against the banning of the film and extremist views in Northern Ireland, we're unable to bring you our regular newsbeat summary.
The best sound in Britain, Radio 1.
Welcome to the bit in the middle.
This is BBC Radio 4. Good evening. As you probably know, we're not able to bring you a news bulletin at this time as a result of the day of protest at the BBC Governor's decision not to broadcast the Real Lives film. For the next half hour, music, and we'll begin with a collection of dances by the Strauss family, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskovsky.
This is BBC Radio 2. It's 12 o'clock midnight. Because of the day of protest just coming to an end, we are unable to bring you the news at this time. However, we do hope to restore our news service in an hour's time at 1 o'clock. In a couple of minutes, we return to Round Midnight and Brian Matthew.